It's time for news from BlackAmericaWeb.com.
This is BlackAmericaWeb.com news.
The FBI has completed its investigation of Darren Wilson, the case now officially in the hands of federal prosecutors. But sources tell CNN the Justice Department has already determined there is not enough evidence to file charges against the former officer.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. It is Thursday, January 22nd, 2015, and these are your BlackAmericaWeb.com headlines. As you heard, the federal investigation into the shooting death of the Ferguson, Missouri teenager Michael Brown has yielded insufficient evidence to support criminal charges against the officer Darren Wilson. This is according to two U.S. officials Wednesday. The investigation into the shooting, which prompted months of unrest, largely completed weeks ago, according to officials, and not authorized to speak publicly. However, the case is now in the hands of the federal prosecutors, and a final decision is expected sometime before Attorney General Eric Holder leaves office in the next several weeks. The timing of his departure is dependent on the confirmation of nominee Loretta Lynch. Now, authorities have long acknowledged that the standard for bringing a federal case against Wilson, who has since resigned, would be difficult to meet, and apparently that is the case. And they are just kind of trying to figure out what is the next step for Michael Brown's family. Ben Crump, the attorney for the family, has said that neither he nor the Brown family had been informed of the Justice Department's decision. And he says there's just too much to put the family through more, and they've been through more than enough already.
Never enough information to convict, but always enough information to shoot and kill, huh?
Well, that
you always have enough.
And so now the next step may be just to, in terms of the inequalities on the Ferguson, Missouri Police Department, but not to charge Darren Wilson.
Never have enough information to convict.
No. Can the family sue
Darren Wilson?
In a civil case,
yeah.
Because we know he has some money.
Because he, well, all the fundraising.
All
that
the fundraising.
Like $1 million now, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I'm not sure what the numbers are, but certainly, quite a high
but
number.
But if you don't, why do they feel like they have to change anything if there was no conviction? So it's like we didn't do anything wrong. So therefore, what do we have to change?
Well, the makeup of the police department, because that has been a long, because of all of the racial unrest and having three minorities on a department of 50 people, that would be some of the changes that they're talking about, Sherry. The only man charged in the 2010 disappearance and death of honor student Felicia Barnes has been freed by a judge in Baltimore. This week, the judge granted a motion of acquittal for Michael Johnson because of the insufficient evidence. You may remember the story of the 16-year-old Felicia Barnes had been visiting her half-sister in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
She said she was going out to get something to eat, maybe a haircut, when she left the residence. And a year after her body was found, police arrested Johnson. Now, he was convicted of second-degree murder in January of 2013. The attorneys argued that he should have a new trial because the prosecution withheld evidence. And last month, the second trial ended in mistrial because the jury was allowed to hear information in recordings that should have been redacted. And so now the defense attorneys filed a motion for acquittal. And he is a free man. And so now they are back to the drawing board as to finding the answers in the Felicia Barnes disappearance and murder. The Ebola survivor, Amber Vinson, the nurse, the 29-year-old who contracted the virus while working at Texas Health Presbyterian, says that she wants to donate her blood in order to help for a cure. And so, they have been treated, the Ebola patients have been treated by having the blood of people who were successfully cured of the Ebola virus. And so she wants to be one of those people, one of the few here in the United States that can provide blood for research. Which is really good news.
That nurse right there, boy, I'm going to tell you, some people with the entitlement, she was like, I'm going to walk out and go shopping at the mall. I don't care what y'all say.
I'm getting married.
That's how Jackie Reed was when we were out with Jackie Reed. I thought she had Ebola. She was doing all that coughing. And I said, Jackie Reed, you should go home because she was like, I'm going to stay right here and cough. These people got a lot of nerve. Remember, she wouldn't stay home.
Yeah, the nerve of sick people. You're right, Sherry.
I told Jackie Reed, I said, you quarantine. You supposed to be home.
Those are your headlines.
Folks, something else today.
Lenny Williams next, 17 before the hour. This is the TJMS.